This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. In 1973, Santa Rosa's KBBF became the first non-commercial Spanish-language FM station in the country. But in recent years, that proud history has been tarnished by a series of contentious elections for the station's 14-member board of directors. In the most recent voting, held with a court-ordered monitor last November, the so-called AAA slate of candidates, including and supported by incumbent board members, prevailed over the competing slate known as Voces. It was a complete sweep, except for the previous board president, Joe Slally.
I was on that AAA slate, and I happened to be disqualified by the court referee for refusing to run certain campaign material that I knew was false. And because of that, the highest ranking person on Voces was moved up.
With their Voces campaign spots blocked, former KBBF board member Josue Lopez says the AAA slate enjoyed a clear advantage.
They recorded what they called PSAs and then aired them repeatedly, in which they gave very, very negative opinions about the Voces slate. In essence, they used the airwaves to thoroughly poison the well.
But soon thereafter, it was revealed that Jesus Lozano, KBBF's interim general manager for the past 3 years, had been convicted of methamphetamine possession in Oregon, where he faced a 5-year term in federal prison. Lozano, who had been a polarizing figure during his tenure at the station, resigned, and Slally was named to take his place, just in time to get some bad news from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Earlier last year, CPB conducted an audit of KBBF's finances, and as a result, says Josue Lopez, the CPB funding was cut off.
The recommendations in their report included one that CPB should evaluate KBBF's ability to continue as a grant recipient. That really threatens a big chunk of KBBF's income.
Joe Slally blames that on the Voces contingent.
We have been suspended until certain issues are resolved. I won't go into detail as to what they are, but they are a result of letters that were written by this opposition group.
That loss of funding has been offset, at least temporarily, by a one-time 6-figure payment to KBBF from Sinclair Broadcasting, the parent company of a group of 4 Santa Rosa area commercial stations. That was in exchange for KBBF agreeing to change their official city of license from Santa Rosa to Calistoga, enabling the Sinclair station to make the reverse change.
Sinclair's desire to get out of Calistoga was accomplished. In return, the station received a substantial amount of funding. And we also have rights to advertise on one of their stations whenever we want.
That will help keep the station going and pay for some long-needed repairs and improvements while the CPB concerns are addressed. Repairing the feuding at the station could take even longer, although Lopez hopes not.
The needs of the station come above any personal animosities, and if we can possibly find a way to work with the rest of the board, we'll do so. Our entire purpose has always been to try to bring openness and honesty and transparency to KBBF.
There's more about the difficulties facing KBBF on the North Bay Report website at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.